Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Matt.
Yeah, we got a special guest here.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's time to be classy.
And it's time to be classy. I was just waiting on
That's my line.
I'm sorry, guys. I threw you off. That's my bad.
We've only been doing this for like 6 years.
I'm
and
sorry.
We, you know, built a solid cash rate.
I'm going to take my hat off for this portion.
Yes.
Please take that. It was uncomfortable during it, too.
All right. Real quick, as you can probably tell, the audio is slightly different.
A little weird.
We are trying out something new. We are live streaming this podcast on Facebook, so you could be watching it right there.
Yeah.
This also, obviously, if you're getting it in your regular feed, we are having, you know, editing it, putting it together, and
if you're watching on Facebook,
distributing it that way as well.
We are streaming this to raise money.
Yes. Right. Yeah, yes. Why are we doing this weird thing, you ask? We have just completed, mere minutes ago, we had probably an hour-long, 50-minute conversation with Matt, who is our big college basketball guy. So,
in addition to Chip, we need to give Chip some
love.
Chip is also our
guy. Absolutely, full fairness there. But in our stream series where we're trying to raise money for Duke Children's Hospital, we did a live stream where we talked in depth about this Final Four this year, basically as a wraparound of Duke and UNC.
That's right. Which is what we really care about.
Yes, exactly.
And if you're listening just to the audio, I'll go ahead and explain what that weird noise was that you just heard.
No,
that
wasn't me.
That was my dog whining. We have Goj running around. People on the stream got to see her for a little bit. So if you hear any ruckus, that is what that is. And I will apologize now for it.
Yes. We'll be back to our professional audio sounding noise.
For all of you that don't know, they have a legitimate studio that they do this in, and it's amazing.
Yeah. But
I've seen this job.
And if you're just listening to us, I'm wanting to do stuff like this a little bit more often. Not like terribly frequently, but I want to do more streams like this of us.
We don't want Matt on too much, right?
That's not what I meant. I meant simmer down to see our beautiful faces.
Joel has always felt that way.
Yeah, but Matt's here. And that's why we're doing it this way.
So if you would like to see us do this more often, let us know. And, you know, like us on Facebook, Class Ring Attire on Facebook. You'll, you know, see us anytime that we decide to do this.
Yeah, video games and stuff, especially during big weekends,
Yeah. We're still going to be doing that. We are planning on doing that WrestleMania weekend. We're still getting the details put together on all that, so more info as we go.
WrestleMania weekend this year is the weekend of the Final Four. It's going to be Final Four Saturday, Final Four Saturday, WrestleMania on Sunday, and then the National Champion on Monday. That's a great week of
big week.
Sports.
Yeah. Big week.
Or entertainment.
Sports and
entertainment.
Matt is here because he is within a week, maybe 2 weeks, of his 1 year full immersion into wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're calling it a full year,
1 year
of wrestling.
That's right. 1 full year of wrestling.
So yeah, we wanted to have Matt on the podcast to kind of break down. It's been a year, man.
I know. It feels like it's been a lot longer.
This
to be
is what it's like. Well, and like, there's so many times where, like, I've gotten a text message from you, like, why is this happening? I'm like, oh, well, in October, they do this thing called Hell in a Cell, and it means this, and da-da-da.
Right, like, it's been nice to kind of...
That's it. We're done.
I have a caddy. Like, I've had a caddy through my first year telling me how the course is laid, and now I will still text and ask y'all questions, but I will ask them less frequently. I won't be like, the hell is a TLC match? Like... That is. Does it mean tender love and care? I don't think that makes sense.
Well, and part of the thing is, like, you jumped so fully into it so quickly that it was like, you know, I'm sitting here doing this, like, all right, we're you know, doing this walk before we run thing, and you're like, I can swim. I'm like, whoa. So you're like, what's a young buck? And I'm like, we're not even through WWE yet.
You haven't gotten to any of being the elite. Simmer down, Matt.
Yeah. So,
should we tell me what I did? Because I think that, like, I didn't just, like, start and watch, like, Raw and just what's happened.
Right, you did do it homework style.
Yes, I did. I was given a list.
Yes.
You made a list.
I did make a
list. Joel made a list.
I helped with the list.
Chris was an advisor on the list, and then you've sent me additional, like, hey, you should also check out.
Well, yeah, as we went and I started seeing, like, you know, you, like, take to specific things. I'm like, okay, well, since he likes this, you might like this as well. You know, something to enhance the overall experience.
Both of you tell me I love Kenny Omega, by the way.
Yes.
Like, early on.
Knew. Yeah, definitely knew you would like that. So, yeah,
He's the best bout machine. Mm-hmm. Was not.
It's a dumb nickname. It's true. It's not to like. It's 100% true, but it's a dumb nickname. So, primarily, you've gone through all of NXT.
I went through the entirety of NXT.
Yes, full disclosure.
All the takeovers.
Yes.
Not every single episode.
Since takeover.
I was full disclosure, the first list of things you should watch was literally just ripped off of, like, the list of takeovers Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, here we are. Don't miss any of them.
Because it's the easiest one to get. It's the easiest way to get someone involved and interested in wrestling.
Yes. And for anybody who's out there is like, hey, my friend's willing to give it a try. I think pull from there, because not only is that just fantastic wrestling all around.
It's better than any other main roster.
It's also really good introductory wrestling. Mm-hmm. It does a really good job of recapping everything. So you can go into a show and like immediately know, oh, this matches means this and here are the stakes. Yeah. And also those are all the guys that are on the main roster. Yeah.
Right. And that was helpful because it gave me a lot of foundation to build with people that I would have no storyline.
Yeah.
I saw Finn Balor wrestle and I was like, oh, I really like Finn Balor, but then I went back and watched all of TakeOver and was like, oh, like I get to like see how he developed and like the different iterations of the Demon and yada yada.
And I remember when I was getting back into it and Chris was, you know, kind of doing the Shepherd thing.
Yeah.
There was so much of this, you know, I was like, I kind of know that guy. You know, like, I remember that guy, or, hey, he was in 12 rounds, kind of stuff, and just had to be like, oh, well, that guy was this, and you remember this guy, and, well, he's, like, the new version of this guy, and it, there was so much, like, you know all this stuff, for as much of, like, replay as Raw does, like, here's all the stuff you need to know, a lot of, like, character motivations and history, mm-hmm. you're just kind of expected to know,
yeah.
And NXT was really helpful in being like, here's introductions.
Yeah, to all these people that are now essentially running the show, so to speak.
No. Or should be. Should be running the show. Excuse me.
No knock on Chris and how he did this. There was no NXT
no.
when I was getting back
or,
in.
Or WWE Network that you could just like go watch.
No, it was all, you know, YouTube
Chris
videos.
Like VHS
and
tapes.
No, YouTube videos and mostly Daily Motion. Because everything on YouTube got struck down. Or
And now they've put it all back up.
And now it's all back up
under
WWE's
name. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Gooch.
So you did get a network subscription.
I pay for it. And here's the thing. I have a network subscription. I pay for it every month. And I watch every pay-per-view with you guys at your house, Joel.
Yes.
So I don't need it. I don't watch very much. I watch Takeo. I mean, I watch NXT. And I sometimes watch 205 Live. I like, hey, get off of me.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, but get off of me.
That was me talking to my dad.
That's not Joel or Chris doing it.
That's the dog.
That's right. I've lost my train of thought. The dog's sniffing my crotch.
You don't watch much of the network now.
I don't watch much of the network. I don't really enjoy any of the, like, original programming. I did watch some Camp WWE, which is entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get most of the inside jokes, but it was funny. So, yeah. I just don't have time to watch. Like, I really am proud of myself if I get through all of NXT every week.
Right.
There's just a lot to cover.
So, 1 year in.
Yep.
What is your favorite moment?
I didn't do any prep for this. That should be. I need like a list of like the things.
Do
some is on the fly.
I've been like putting together a list of like things I'll ask Matt on his 1 year anniversary thing. But like, yes, I did not send it to you.
Joel made a list.
I didn't send it to you. So like, hey,
yeah, I don't
have answers for this.
I don't have any prep. So I'm like, give me some time to think.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
best. So
what is your best moment? Like, you're like, this is why I watch wrestling. This is why I have to defend this to all my coworkers that would look at me weird.
So, like...
Because for this moment, where
okay.
it's all worth it.
So, like, nothing... Like... I really, really love Finn.
Uh-huh.
And so, for me, TakeOver London is one of the cooler shows I've ever seen. Finn's match in that is really good. There's been a lot. I mean, so like, do you want to like what honestly like was like my favorite emotional moment?
Absolutely.
It wasn't the biggest spot.
No.
There have been times where I've been like more. I was so excited when he won the Intercontinental title because I hadn't seen him with a title.
Okay,
I was really excited to see Finn with a title. I was really watching Roman. come on Raw, talk about cancer, how he's leaving to go fight it, how he come back. And then watching him come back has also been really special. Getting to be a part of Roman going from the face that they can't get anyone to cheer for to the face that they will never be able to get people to stop cheering for is actually pretty cool. You know, first 8 months of the year, I think I texted you guys all the time saying, what the hell? Why do they keep doing this? And you guys are like, I don't know. They're doing it for years. Like, like nothing new.
Like, dark explanation for most of them.
And so, yeah. And so that was cool. That might be it.
Okay. That's
and there've been there
really
been,
good answers.
Been some really like, there've been some really good matches, but yeah, that's say, one
do,
I was
do you
super
have a favorite
vested
match?
In. Yeah. And it was on a takeover.
Naturally.
Yeah. Well, nothing to do with that. Can I do I have to say one match? Can I say that it was Ciampa Gargano? That series of matches.
Yeah.
Honestly, let me go back. That series of matches is the best thing I've seen on anywhere in WWE.
Okay.
WWE. Yeah. So like, that can replace Finn, but like still my like best moment.
You're like that
best
emotional.
Was Finn. He
yeah.
held a title. That was awesome. But like, yeah, watching that happen. Oh my God, that's incredible.
Yes.
That's like. The best writing I've seen for a live performance. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, I'll absolutely cover that. That's, you know,
yeah.
Obviously you and I do a lot of theater and kind of that's my defense for people like wrestling who are in theater. I'm like, dude, this is a new play.
Every week.
A brand new world premiere of a play that is part of this series of plays that has an emphasis on stage combat.
Right. Like, it is almost all stage combat and,
yes.
like, masculine blusteriness. But, like, beyond that. Like, I had to defend it today at work to my new boss. Because he's a huge Duke fan. I was like, oh, yes. I ask off for all the, you know, all the days of the tournament this year. And really big this year, the tournament's the same weekend as WrestleMania. Like, I had to go through and defend all of it.
Yes.
I will say, get used to it. No, believe me, I have.
That's not a first year hurdle. That's
no,
it. That is a.
Every year?
Yes. It's at least, I can only speak for the first 9 years, but it is at least a 9 year hurdle.
Mm-hmm. Not looking forward to it. I mean, the thing is, I am, because especially to my, our you know, that theater group of friends, I don't think it's a hard sell.
No, it's not a hard sell.
It's an easy sell. Like,
so,
hey, you know how stage combat goes? You know how hard it is to do it convincingly on stage? Okay, well, imagine that's in the round and also on live TV, and also you're like doing moves that if you miss, you can die.
Yeah.
That's freaking impressive.
Yeah. So in that situation, like with your new boss, where you're having to defend it, what's your method of defending it?
I go that. Look, I was like, let me defend it for me. I study theater. This is what I love. So I'm watching some aspects of theater that I really, really enjoy. If I'm selling it and I'm like, here's why you should watch it. I'm like, you don't need to watch the storyline if you don't want to. I was like, you can be as involved in kayfabe or not. You should be able to sit down and watch a 10-minute match with Ricochet in it and go,
yeah,
what was that? Like, how is he doing all those things? And how is that guy not very injured because of it? Like, so I think anyone should be able to get a one match of enjoyment out of it. Anybody sitting down should be like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think certain people will be more inclined to it, as we all are, and then maybe we won't. But
I mean, ultimately, the perfect way to win somebody for wrestling would be, like, taking him to a live show. Because I feel like it is impossible for you to go. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a small independent or if it's a WWE show. Like, it doesn't matter. They're fun.
Yes.
Especially if you go. And if it's a WWE event, I would go to a live event. If it's somebody's first.
Before a show?
Yeah. If it's somebody's first, like, wrestling experience, go to a live event. Because with show tapings, there's a lot of. Stoppage for commercials and things.
I say you could get some hit and miss stuff there. If you are into this, if you're invested already, an episode is the way to go. You know, that's always been my preference, is getting to watch an episode. Like, I'll go to a live event, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
give a shout out to Terry.
Hi, Mamma Mia.
Joel's mom's watching us.
Terry. Okay.
I guess other question, as is important for all wrestling.
As is important for all wrestling.
you can't really talk
least
about...
Least favorite part of the year.
Most frustrating. Most yeah. frustrating moment.
No, because it's a real thing.
Because it is a...
There's
I cannot... So many, like, I want to, but I cannot... speak of a time where I'm like, they are firing on all cylinders, they're hitting everything the way they should. And like, you had a good year. Like your
first year. You all told me many times, like, oh, be glad you're watching it now. It was really bad 3 years ago. Like, or whatever. Okay, so I'll say broadly the consistent most frustrating thing, and y'all agree, is that I watch what happens on NXT and I go, wow, they all work for the same company. Why aren't they like, oh, hey, you're writing for NXT. It's what's good. You should write for the main show. Like, it doesn't seem like it should be a big jump, and it is for some reason.
No.
I think that jump is purely just Vince to Triple H. I think that's all that is.
Yeah.
Whenever Vince eventually does kick the bucket, Triple H takes over, I think you'll see the main roster.
I am starting to develop a theory. I think Vince probably has, like, a filing cabinet of, like, plans and ideas and angles, and I think that filing cabinet's gonna run wrestling WWE for a good year and a half before Triple H gets to take over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we were talking about sports, you know, like half an hour ago, we were talking about, you know, coaches retiring and leaving, and yeah, those first few years is essentially like that new person in charge is running things kind of like the last guy probably would have, you know. I mean, and that's the easiest way to go, you know, to make sure that there's no rough edges, things go smoothly, especially with the transition. But eventually, you're like, you know, you're going to want their own identity, their own style. And that's what I would like to see whenever there's some sort of transition of power, whenever Vince, you know, leaves in some fashion.
Yeah.
It dies. He's not leaving.
No.
He's going to die.
No, I do not think Vince is going to be like, well, it's my retirement time.
They're going to have to take him from the gorilla position. Like, just his rigor mortis by, like, don't move him until we're done with the show.
That's a fun image.
Vince just like,
it's also fun.
For those of you who aren't on the live stream, I'm doing a very good rigor mortis pose. So obviously that, I mean, it's just been frustrating watching the writing. I just don't. Some of the angles are dumb. Some of the ways... Yeah, I know. Shocker.
But not Kurt.
Shocker. Kurt Angle's retirement match announcement this week. Yeah.
Dumbest. That's one way.
That's just stupid.
Let's open up that can of worms a little bit. Because,
so
you know,
dumb.
We do like to talk about what's currently happening.
And full disclosure, I haven't watched SmackDown. So
yeah.
Can't talk about it.
So, Kurt Angle announced this week on who exactly would be... his retirement match opponent.
Yes.
At WrestleMania.
WWE has listed so many times news stories like ranking the top 10 people that he could face.
And they're all huge names.
Like Undertaker has been on there. Like
John Cena was a big favorite, considering John Cena's like
he doesn't have a match at WrestleMania.
His first feud.
Yeah.
Was
first
it
feud.
First match. It wasn't his first.
I don't know if it was his first match on the main roster, but it was very early on in his career.
Yes.
And instead they went with Baron Corbin to just crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Except for on Twitter. And on Twitter it was met with hate and fire and blood and brimstone and just the worst reactions you could possibly imagine. And honestly, rightfully so.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because later in the night, The commentary kind of acknowledged it. Like, the reactions, you know, wasn't great. But this is Kurt Angle's reasoning.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, well, the guy just announced it. I don't know if you knew his full reasoning, but, you know, whatever.
We've gotten the release. Meanwhile, Renee has no backstory on what her husband's doing. You got, like, full release and Renee's like, I don't know. He just comes home and he kind of goes into his own little zone. It's so weird.
That's a strong marriage right there.
It's not. It's, yeah, exactly. But also, just this is a little tiny bunny trail. Dean leaving is a work. I really think it's a work.
Okay.
I really do. Okay. And if it is a work, they need to have Renee either full on be like, yeah, we're married and I know stuff, but I can't say anything for legal reasons or whatever, or they need to take her off of commentary. Because It's such a pain to have them all be like, yeah, all these crazy things are happening, and he's insane, and not like we're sitting here with his wife.
I will say that is...
We ignore it, I guess.
Whether it's a work or a real thing or whatever, from the moment that Dean turned on Seth months ago.
Yes.
Forever. It feels like it's been years.
So long.
Time is relative.
It's a flat circle, dude. So... From the moment that happened, the thing that has been most constantly fumbled here is the handling of Renee on commentary.
I know. It's incredible.
It's like, okay, you know, so maybe they're not married in kayfabe. Like, that's fine. You can do that. There's a lot of other
superstars who are married and not married in kayfabe.
You can just not talk about it.
Like, yes.
That's fine. But don't, like...
But it feels like she's... It feels like she's been ambushed by it each time.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
They ask her, like, hey, why is this? And she's like, oh, I thought we weren't married, but now we're married. Like, it's like, they didn't get together and be like, all right, what's kayfabe and what's not? And, like, anything's fine.
We haven't talked about it
yet. Whatever you decide is fine. There is an acceptable answer, and it's any answer.
Right.
As long as all three commentators have the same answer.
Correct.
And it feels and like they don't.
Right, they don't have the same answer. Corey Graves has been having an affair with Carmella. You know how many times we've heard it mentioned on air? Not once.
Zero times.
And it's all over the place. Just one cohesive concept. So that needs to change. That's frustrating. Have there been any other frustrations?
Well,
Brock Lesnar in general?
I mean, the most frustrating thing you've ever seen is Asuka losing to Charlotte at WrestleMania. You just didn't know it at the time because it was WrestleMania at the beginning.
Well, and I never seen anything. Right, so like going back, it's like what a useless thing to do. Like you had had all this time invested in building her up as like this streak, and then you just
nothing on top of nothing.
Nothing.
On top of
like,
nothing.
And Charlotte didn't need the title. There were so many things. Yeah. So that was the most just. I'll almost say it's the most frustrating. That's the most head-scratching one where I'm like, huh, there didn't seem to be a lot of thought put into that one at all. And it was on your biggest show. Yep. And you ended a storyline that you've been working for years.
Yep.
Felt super weird. I know you had very strong feelings. I was here when it happened. And then I think that at that point I said, ooh, I'm going for Charlotte Flair. I know who Ric Flair is. Woo! I was like,
no,
screw you, man. You will pull for Asuka. And I was like, wow, no. That's for people that's how it's. No.
Good job.
Phonetically sound.
Okay, so talking about like what you said, you know, you think Dean Ambrose is a work. Going back to Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin, a lot of people are saying this whole retirement thing is an angle and it's not his actual retirement.
Kurt Angle?
No. It's his Kurt Angle.
It's his Kurt Angle. It's weirdly enough also what he calls his...
No.
Classy ring.
Sorry. That's for your friends on Trash.
That's Trash ring.
Sorry, guys. Yes. My fault.
So,
you just get a notification saying, Matt started talking about inappropriate things on your podcast.
No, not quite. So also happening this week, big story really is Kofi and his gauntlet, his gauntlet match.
Didn't know it happened. Again, haven't seen SmackDown.
Right.
Well, you saw SmackDown last week. You knew that was going
to happen. It was going to happen. I don't know what happened. Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So would you like us to spoil it for you and talk about
that's
it?
That's fine. Okay. I assume you won.
Okay. That's another thing. It's getting to like, there's this amazing thing.
I need that to stay there for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, there's an eBay auction happening. I'm keeping tabs on
so
it.
So professional.
Well, there is a thing with wrestling where you start out and you are watching every episode and you are like...
As it happens.
Yes, you're watching every episode as it happens, and then you can't watch one as it happens, but you tape it or you DVR it or you know where it is on Hulu.
Absolutely.
And you walk through the day like... and then you watch it.
Oh, I still do that.
Right. But you've gotten to the point where like, oh, I missed it, but we're gonna now spoil this for you,
right? So, and I'm not gonna die. Yeah. Now, if it's something crazy, like if it had been Finn winning the Intercontinental, I want you to lie to me and be like, nah, you should watch it. There's a few things, but like, don't tell me because that's something I want to experience. But in general, no. Like, I don't need to know that the Revival retained. I don't care.
Okay. Right. But I mean, so yes, obviously you were right with your assumption of
that Kofi won.
That Kofi won.
He was gonna be the chaser. We knew he was gonna be the chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And then...
Nah, I
always lose. The last, what, 2-3 minutes of SmackDown?
Go ahead. Y'all are clearly going to spoil it.
You're spoiling this for me. I watched the conclusion of the thing, and then it stopped out.
Are you for real?
Yeah, what happened at the end of SmackDown?
What?
Holy crap. Okay. All right.
Well, fine. This is a Chris exclusive.
All right. Wait, so Hulu cut it, and then they did more live?
No.
I was not watching it live. I watched it
on Hulu, but then you turned it off.
But it cut, yeah. Okay, so Kofi... He won the gauntlet match.
Right.
Like, surprised everyone. Completely tired. Like, giant celebration. The other members of New Day come running down the ramp. It was so great. So emotional. Vince's music hits.
Uh-huh.
And he comes out. And he's like, congratulations. That was, you know, a great match. And you are going to WrestleMania. If you can beat this one last person in Daniel Bryan's music hits. And they come out. And, you know, they have a good back and forth. But in the end, like... Daniel Bryan just levels the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 37 years old. But he levels Kofi, and Daniel Bryan wins. So
Kofi's not going
to WrestleMania. Kofi is not in the championship match at WrestleMania.
I get to do this. Yes. This means something on a video.
He's
That's doing... so frustrating.
It's supposed to be frustrating. Yeah.
No, I mean, know. Like, I know. We all know what they're going for. It, like, it's just supposed to add fuel... to the fire that is the frantic, you know, love for Kofi leading up to WrestleMania.
Right.
But it's starting to be like, all right, are they trying too hard with this? Are they putting too many obstacles in front of
him? Okay,
like,
I will say there is definite precedent of Vince coming out and saying, congratulations, you will now get the prize promised as soon as you beat this
and
guy.
They've dangled the carrot in front of Kofi so many times in the last couple months. That, yeah, like, it was on a lot of people's radar that he was going to do one more thing.
Well, they're going to dangle the carrot
again.
It's like
he words himself very carefully right now.
He's not going to win the title.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gonna face Bryan at WrestleMania. I don't think he wins the title.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, I'd like for him to.
I don't know.
It depends on the rest of the card.
It was not the plan 3 months ago for him to win the title at Mania. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was the 3 months ago. And this is why
they had a lot of their chips behind Mustafa Ali.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
But then they saw how like the wave of momentum shifted for Kofi.
There is also this like you are 1 year in, which means you very specifically were not watching in 2014, where this not beat for beat, but pretty much beat for beat, they did this exact same thing to Daniel Bryan, where we knew at the end of January at Royal Rumble, Daniel Bryan was not to be in this championship. We knew halfway through February that Daniel Bryan was not a part of this storyline, and there was just this getting behind and this insistence that forced Daniel Bryan into it. And retroactively, knowing that that wasn't a thing, knowing that there was never Daniel Bryan was never supposed to be there, added this, I don't know, to the final match. The final match, watching it now, is such a clear crowning moment of course Daniel Bryan's gonna win this. This is how the storyline goes. This is the, you know, perfect moment for this. But because and it wasn't just like right now, we all can assume that Kofi's going to WrestleMania. And we assume that all of these obstacles are just storyline obstacles, and we've all accepted that. And that wasn't the case for Daniel Bryan. There were these, Daniel Bryan is losing this, which means y'all can shut up now. And it's like, okay, well, Daniel Bryan's losing this, which means, you know, okay, well, Daniel Bryan's in a feud with this guy, and so he's busy, and so he can't do that.
But he's going.
So please start cheering for what we have.
Right.
And so because there was such a resistance to this, both on the show and behind the scenes, that was so obvious, there was this feeling going in, and it's like, I don't know if they're gonna let him win. They want him to lose so bad. They don't want him here.
Yeah.
They are unhappy about this. This is being given to us so begrudgingly.
Fine.
That it had that, like, I don't know.
Mm.
Which, like, Becky doesn't have. Becky is like, oh, Becky's gonna go and win. All right, cool. They're on board with Becky. We're on board with Becky. It's gonna be great.
They just announced the Becky pop. you can pre-order her now on
Does she have goggles?
Amazon. No,
it's fully
her.
The man.
Oh, it's her and the man.
All right, man persona.
She's doing like this or something. Yeah. It's awesome.
So,
Popeyes. I mention them on every podcast.
Your pops. So, with this whole Kofi mania, Kofi craze going on, do you think, I don't know, me and you, Joel, have talked about this, Matt, do you think that this whole Kofi thing has kind of cooled things off for Becky? But, like, just by, like, the fans can't get behind, you know.
I don't think so. I'd see her still come out every week and get the loudest cheers of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Kofi's getting louder cheers yet.
I think...
I mean, he might, but...
I think that the over-convoluted, befuddling storyline of the women's championship narrative has cooled things on Becky.
You mean like the random people from different shows competing on other shows and
all of that. And again, we talked about going into Fastlane. It's like, okay, I know they're fighting in Fastlane, and I know that what the result's going to be, but I don't know what the stipulation is to get there.
Like,
I don't remember.
There has to be a stipulation. We know that there's going to be a triple threat.
And I was saying, I'm like, did they mention that? Like, they mentioned so many things. It's been so back and forth. Is she still suspended? I don't remember if she got suspended.
Is she injured? Has she been reinstated? Did she sign the paperwork? Why does she have to sign a legal release? So many, I agree. So it's kind of convoluted.
And I don't think it's a thing where it's like, you know, I cheer Kofi. Kofi is new best friend. Becky is dead to me. Yeah. I don't think that there's that either or situation. I think that the Becky thing is being a little muted with this, like, what's going on and why is there?
Do you know what will solve that?
Just
she wins the title at Mania and then she'll get insane cheers every single time that she walks out holding that thing up.
Yes, she absolutely will.
And as will Kofi, like, independently of everything. But yeah, I'll agree with you, Joel. Like, it's more like the situation surrounding her and surrounding the championship match that's kind of cooled things off.
I do think this does muddy the waters a little bit as to what the final show should be. Or final match.
I still don't think that they are going to put anything other than the triple threat last.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Do you think.
Maybe. What the Raw Seth Rollins and Brock, they literally, I mean, it feels like the most underplugged.
That one feels weird. Like, I will say, not to, like, Chris, you should close yours because I'm going to talk about the slideshow now. But working on the slideshow, doing the Seth and Brock match, it's like, okay, so this is usually like 20 slides trying to explain this backstory and why this guy hates this guy. And here's the history of the title. But it's like, this title's like 2 years old, and this guy won the Rumble, and so he's going to...
There is zero additional storyline.
He is going to, you know, he earned this spot, and now he will take advantage of it. End of story.
Yeah. And he won't win.
No.
He's not going to win.
I don't know. And that's the thing, is like...
How many times have you said that like, you're like, I don't know.
That is fair.
Maybe Brock.
That is fair.
This is the time for Brock to leave, and then...
Yeah. I mean, I think Seth has more of a chance to win the Universal than Kofi does winning the WWE Championship.
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we got two title changes coming.
You think both of them change at Mania?
I think both of them change at Mania.
So hold on. Do you have Becky winning?
Okay, Raw?
Becky winning the Raw. Yeah. So then you must have retention...
For Asuka.
Retention for
Asuka. She lost. Yeah.
They've
built nothing up against her. The Revival. She's the best person to be holding the title.
Yeah. The Revival still hold. They still hold the Raw.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, so. Hold.
I don't think that they'll be a Mania. I have a feeling that they're going to...
I mean, they weren't even on Raw this week.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I have a feeling that they're going to either drop the titles and then someone else will be there or that...
And also, you have your four big titles that balance each other out and then tag team, Intercontinental, United States, is all this, like, and those balance each other out.
Yes.
So, if you have the four big ones all change hands, and then all the undercards retain, it still feels like a big...
Huge,
hands, like, even though technically more titles were retained than changed hands.
So, I do think... they haven't announced what the Intercontinental will be, right? But it's going to be Bobby and Finn. They've been building
that's,
this.
Yeah, that's the obvious.
But the whole point of having them... jump the titles back and forth. I assume Finn wins. I think, I really do think that they are trying to hold on to Finn. I'm sure his contract is another 3 or 4 years at least, but he's one of the people that has been booked really poorly.
Yeah.
And so, and he's a talent that could pretty instantly just go somewhere else and not make WWE money, but make a lot of money.
Well, he would go somewhere else and immediately make WWE look foolish for ever having let him go.
Oh, if they let him go to AEW, if it's still, we hope it's still around in 2 years when his contract's up, if they let him go, it'll be a massive mistake.
Massive mistake. I also, in personal booking guesses, I tend to err on the side of feel-good victories for WrestleMania specifically. Finn. So, yeah. Which is why Finn, Seth, Becky, and Kofi are all in my victory slot. Is because...
So then you have the U.S. being retained then?
Yeah.
Currently held...
They announced today... Or they announced...
Because it was R-Truth and then Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio at Mania.
Oh, for the
U.S., yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll get that to Samoa Joe.
He announced it with his son Dominic, who is...
Yeah.
Easily a whole foot, maybe more taller than Ray.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that'll be a good match. We'll get to see Ray.
Yeah.
Ray always puts on a fun match to watch.
Yeah.
The 619 is a fun move. I know you don't like it.
I don't care for it.
I'm not a fan for it either.
I know y'all don't care about it, but San Diego. Oh.
I'm happy you're happy.
Whatever. Can I share something with you guys I haven't shared, so I'm going to share it here publicly on Facebook and on your podcast.
Breaking news.
So, y'all know how I love music and stuff?
Yes, sure.
So, at work, it's really helpful to have music that does not have a lot of lyrics in it, and it's extremely repetitive. It helps me focus. And all the entrance music for WWE is usually very few lyrics and very repetitive.
Yeah.
Yes. For 6 minutes, the same, 45-second loop. And so, So I got to the end of my year in Spotify, and he gives you your top list and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the songs you played the most. And my number one played artist was WWE, and I was not happy because I wanted to be able to screenshot and share, check out my tastes in music. I listen to good stuff, and I was like, oh,
you
can't
still share that.
I don't think so.
Be proud of your fandom.
No,
wear it on your sleeve.
I listen. The thing is, I listen to much more music than WWE music. But if I share, hey, this is the number one artist I listen to, that does not make me look good. I want a chance to defend it live.
Who was your number two?
I don't remember. I don't. I just saw that and was like, oh,
Jim Johnson.
Well, I was going to say the CFOs.
CFOs. No, it was, I'm sure it was Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco or one of those bands that I listen to.
Yeah, they're pretty good, but they're not WWE entrance names.
They're not. Quality stuff.
As Matt can attest to.
Good stuff.
And will take to his grave.
They will.
That's the true music right there. WWE entrance.
I considered switching to Apple Music solely for that problem. I just didn't want it to be stored. They knew I'd listen to it that much. I still do listen to Finn Balor's entrance pretty regularly. It pumps me up.
Do you do arms?
Oh, hell yeah.
At work?
I do it at work, yeah. So there's a girl there that I'm going to get to promote, so I'm pretty excited about it. But
mm-hmm.
she is a huge wrestling fan, loves Finn Balor. So sometimes I'll play it over the intercom after we close, and wherever she is in the store, she'll do the hands. We always give each other the old too sweet. More of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right. So, big thing here now. Going into year two.
Year two.
I'm assuming you're going to keep watching wrestling.
I have made the decision to continue to watch wrestling.
All right. So, you are going to continue, I assume, watching Raw and watching SmackDown.
Yes.
Watching NXT every week.
Planning on it. If there's a show that I stop watching, it will be Raw. I will continue to watch SmackDown.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, of those three, the one I'm most likely to stop watching is Raw.
It's their flagship show, obviously.
Sure. But the other flagship show, did you not read the press release for the SmackDown Live Box deal?
Is it now their flagship show?
They said in that press release that SmackDown was their flagship show.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of have to.
I'm just saying they said it.
But they're still going to...
Because Fox was like, it's your flagship, right? It's like, total flagship.
Did they mention it was named after The Rock?
That's right.
I would obviously be putting that in a SmackDown press release.
Exactly.
Named
after The Rock, yeah.
Coined by the, mega movie star Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Lay it to SmackDown, that's where it comes from.
Rock the Dwayne Johnson?
Yes.
So what was the question? I am going to continue to watch. Yes.
So going forward, also obviously AEW.
Let's go AEW. I'm super excited.
All right, that's going forward. That will be so you're adding wrestling because you don't have every takeover to catch up on now.
Nope. Now I've got so much additional time.
Obviously, we can't be like, all right, here's literally these additional hours to catch up on.
The 5-month-old's taking up so much of that time. But I'm so excited about AEW.
So excited about AEW. Can't wait. So, but like I've done other things. Like I watched a pretty sizable chunk of Lucha Underground.
Right.
Knowing that I like Lucha Libre, so it was easy for me to watch that. Watched some of New Japan. Watched a lot of Kenny stuff. Now I've watched a lot of the Young Bucks stuff. I'm going back and watching some of their stuff with Ring of Honor, and I'm watching their match against the Hardy Boys this past year. Great match. I'm can't wait for that. I can't wait to watch those guys wrestle. I can't wait to watch Kenny. I never got to see Chris Jericho. I'm excited to see Chris Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the research I've done, I love their mission statement, trying to be inclusive, a place mm-hmm. for everybody. I saw some the other day that Brandy has been they partnered with a sensory.
Yep.
That's awesome.
If there's someone anyone having, that has a sensory.
Reaction. Yeah, they can go.
A reaction. They have a room that's going to be set up at
train people.
Yep, that with at Double or Nothing.
Kind of just making the whole events like seem extremely safe and
family
oriented.
Yeah, because like when you think of a wrestling event,
you don't think that.
No, you don't.
It is loud. Hopefully, there will be pyro because
they better have pyro.
They've made fun of WWE for not having pyro.
Well, they already had more pyro at the. At the ticket announcement, that I saw on Raw the next night. So I'm excited for that, and I'm excited to get to see. This is a journey I get to start with you guys, right?
Right.
So y'all have both been, you know, in WWE for years.
Grizzled old vets.
I wouldn't mess say it, but you're particularly grizzled. I don't know what that means.
I want my beard back.
Saved
it for a show.
They try to get me to do that. I just say, I look like I'm 6. And they're like, oh, okay, you need the beard.
I do too.
Yeah, you don't fight as hard as I do.
I do not.
I show up my wedding picture. You know what? No. So I'm excited because I get to go on this journey with you guys. Like this, we get to start this new company. They don't have titles yet. They've had one freaking show. Like I get and I still need like some backstory a little bit, but I don't think once we get started, there's not gonna be a lot. I think this is kinda
again. I'm trying to help you walk, and you're like, I can swim.
Right. I'm flying over to AEW, but I'm excited about that because I've gotten to see like the things that they've developed, and I love the people that they've pulled already. I've got respect for the Young Bucks, and I bought Young Bucks pops.
Well, another thing is like I don't have to tell you when I'm like, hey, this is King Omega. Be excited for him. You're like, yep, I'm on board, and I'm You know?
Well, and I do take everything. I think everything with wrestling, and I've tried to kind of view it through Joel and Chris, you know, glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to run things through you guys like, hey, this is happening and it's weird. Is it supposed to be? Am I supposed to be okay with this? Is this like you know, and AEW is no different. I've been asking you guys questions like, hey, like. Should I be excited about this person? Is this someone that y'all have ever heard of? It is? All right, cool.
So here's what I want from you.
Okay.
You don't have to answer it at this moment.
You're write papers.
No. But you did take on this task of like, I'm going to watch every takeover over the year. And you also, you did that in maybe 2 months. Like
I watched every takeover. So I watched Mania. Well, I was here for Mania. Mm-hmm. This year I came to SummerSlam. Last year.
Yes. And that was like
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was super cool and fun. And what an event. And maybe I'll come back. And Joel was like, okay, well, you have to come back for WrestleMania. I'm like, okay, yes. I'm back for WrestleMania. And then I went back that night and I watched the Raw and SmackDown before WrestleMania. So I was like, oh, I want to see like the buildup.
Right.
And then from that point on, I've watched every Raw and SmackDown, every NXT, and every TakeOver. And then I had completed every TakeOver, I think it was in 2 months. I think I had gone through all of it in 2 months. Which is not good how much time I have in my hands.
This is a lot.
That's right.
So,
like, man, could you be doing other things with your last, 9 months without a kid? I could have. I could have been doing other things. I wasn't. I was watching wrestling.
And so I want you to think about this. Okay. And this isn't like a, hey, do this in the next 2 months. Like no, over your second year of wrestling. But I think you should decide on another, like, backstory fill-in goal like that where you watch every WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or you're like, hey, I need to, you know, this Monday Night War thing that people keep talking about, so I need to, like, get a highlight shot out of that. Or, like, hey, these five legends, you know, hey, Undertaker, you know, Triple H, whatever you want to pick, and, like, I need to watch their careers.
Yeah.
So, like, I want you to, like, because that's what I started doing, you know, after that, was I was, like, you know, where I had these, like, little pieces, and I was like, I need to, like, go back and fill in everything.
Right.
And so...
So, I will actually... I'm going to throw that right back to you, because when I started this, I said, Joel, what do I need to watch?
Uh-huh.
And you were like, okay, this is where you need to watch. So, I am still... My history level, my foundation, and it lays as far as NXT, and everything else I've kind of had to, like, oh, look, I know who Stone Cold is, and, like...
Right.
I know that Vince used to, like, wrestle... Like so like I will defer to you guys. My initial feeling would be I should probably watch every WrestleMania. That's probably something that I should do.
It is something to have accomplished. And it is something
Joel, it is something to do.
Well, and it's also like it is a much better year goal than a, you know, we have done it a couple of times where we're like, hey, WrestleMania is in 30 days. Let's watch a WrestleMania every day, and then it's
insanely stressful.
It was.
Yes.
It was so stressful.
Probably something like that. There's certain matches that I just want to go back and watch. Like I want to go back and watch unedited. I want to watch Taker and Foley's cage match. Like, I just want to, like, go back and not, like, second time watching through it without having you be like, okay, so, like, that wasn't supposed to happen. I just kind of want to go and, like, see all of these things and.
Yeah,
as real time as I can get. $100. That's not my wife asking when I was gonna be home. Season 3 of HQ.
Oh, we gotta wrap this up.
That's right.
Okay.
Get to Scott Rosowski.
I will say, and, like, obviously, listeners, commenters, like, if you have, like, a hey, you gotta watch this. But I think a big thing for me is, like, you're safe in wrestling now. There's,
I'm not going anywhere.
There's nothing, because that was a big thing. It's like, oh, he likes Raw, you know, he liked WrestleMania. He liked enough to watch Raw last, you know, and then watch Raw again. And so it's like, oh, here's some more stuff.
And if he just keeps watching Raw, he'll stop watching because Raw's not very good.
Well, and there's also like I can't be like, oh man, you like, you know, wrestling. You got to start from the beginning. Here's some, you know, Hogan stuff.
100 hours of content. Like,
well, and if you watch Hogan stuff, it's nothing like today. And you're like, this is, you know, good or bad for different reasons. And so that's, you know, we've talked about a ton of times talking about, like, wrestling starter kits on the podcast. A ton of times they're like, you don't show them that. You know, WrestleMania 3 is one of the greatest WrestleManias of all time for two matches.
Right.
And I was like, if I said, you should watch WrestleMania 3.
I would probably not have continued.
You would have been like, is that what wrestling is? I guess I watched the good ones.
That's right. This modern version they've done is pretty cool.
So, every WrestleMania is kind of the obvious thing. I would honestly, though, posit you might should watch every Rumble.
Yeah. That's a easier goal to obtain.
It's an easier goal to obtain. It has that Rumble match, which is entertaining every time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
And I think that does a better job of introducing you to older wrestlers. Because you know...
Like the one where Mick Foley came out three times?
Yeah, that was a good one. But you know three names from an era... At previously, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at...
I could have told you, like, you know, like, Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant and Ric Flair from...
Yeah.
Like, I'm assuming those are all the
classic.
Yeah, I could have told you, like, Triple H and Stone Cold and Undertaker and, like, The Rock.
Yeah, so...
And then I could have told you, like, Rey Mysterio and John Cena. I think that probably would have been the end of where I could have told you anything after that. So, yeah.
But, I mean, Chris, you can agree or disagree, but I think doing a Royal Rumble watch through, watching the Royal Rumbles.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, going back through Royal Rumbles is one of my favorite things to do, you know, even, you know, as a grizzled old, you know, wrestling fan.
Quite grizzled.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, well, I feel like that would be something that's very easily obtainable. And then once you see how you feel about that... Then, you know, I would consider doing the WrestleManias.
Every WrestleMania sounds like a good year 3 project.
Okay.
Possibly.
So we're going to start with Rumble.
Yeah, so I would say, yeah, I'll watch your Rumbles this year. Got to make use of that network, man. man.
I'm paying for it. I've thought so many times, like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm like, ah.
Well, just to...
Like, I'm the reason they give it away for free for 1 month. I'm yeah. literally the person that's like, yeah. oh, but I have to, like, go to the website and, like, click buttons, and I don't remember my password. What, am I going to reset it just to cancel?
Yeah. Pain. Whenever you do get to the point of watching the WrestleManias, I would do one, like, every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Otherwise, especially the early ones, you're going to burn out.
Well, let me go ahead and tell you that that's not going to happen, because that's not how I do anything. Sorry.
I mean, I'm just here for suggestions.
I understand.
It's up to you.
100-plus hours of content in 2 months. I do things addictively.
All right.
This surely is my wife. No, it's HQ again.
Yeah, they don't do another notification.
All right. Do we have anything else we want to cover?
No, I think that's it.
All right. So next time you're back on the podcast, next time you're back on the podcast, we're going to... We'll check in on the report.
On where I am.
Yeah, yeah. Which
we're going to need a book report and a presentation.
Yes. Please present
PowerPoint. I'll have a thesis ready.
Yep. All right. Do you have anything else you need to plug?
I don't think so. No. AEW. If you're listening to this and you're not paying attention to what's happening in AEW, you should be. I'm just saying that.
They appreciate your plug.
Should be. Yeah. I think they would.
Yeah. Big thing. Could be our friends. Just to remember, the biggest reason we have different audio now is for Duke Children's Hospital. Yep. So,
if you see this video on our Facebook page, look in the comments section, click on that link, check it out, and donate and or spread the word.
Spread the word, share it out.
Support Duke in all ways this much.
Mostly and exclusively their Children's Hospital. Not exclusively, they have adult hospitals too.
Only for the children. All right.
So support the good parts of them. Support everything but their basketball team.
That's
and lacrosse.
Oh, come on.
I they realize it. I know it
was a cheap.
They were a shy. Even I'm like,
that was dirty. That was a dirty.
I named a small dumb sport and like cross came out of my mouth and I was like, not lacrosse and Duke. Oops. I apologize for that one.
Even I'm like, they were acquitted, man.
I was like sitting here.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
I was like the sitting worst here. One. I was sitting here deciding between swim team and lacrosse team. And like, was like.
Swim team would have been better.
Football. I was like, could have said football.
Yeah, but like football's got its own, like, people actually care about it. And so I was like, lacrosse is a dumber sport. I'm going to say lacrosse. I'm like, no, I can't take it back. Words.
Oh, that's fantastic. So would you like to now, as a Carolina fan, now 100% take that back and say that that was a terrible event? Oh, my God. That
Absolutely.
Was awesome. Jesus.
Oh, Absolutely. Man. That was a mistake.
Wow.
Let's end this podcast.
Hate everything. You can like the lacrosse team just out of sympathy for those poor players.
As always, you can follow us on Twitter at CREntire, where we live tweet Mondays, Tuesdays, appropriate Sundays, etc.
You can follow me on Twitter at Arrow of Akatosh.
You're throwing me off.
Sorry, buddy.
It's not the way we do
things. I threw Joel off earlier, so.
If you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send that over to our email. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We're also on iTunes. Easy way to follow the podcast. Get an episode every single week. Give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or write a review. That kind of stuff really helps out the podcast as far as iTunes metrics go.
And if you're listening to us on InsidePulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
We're also on Facebook, as this video is.
That's right.
Easy way to follow Chris. Easy way to follow myself. See what are the kind of things we're working on.
Yep.
Until next time. Stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.